WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An overhaul of Wisconsin's alcohol regulations is on its way to the governor. The bill that got final approval in the Senate yesterday would create a new division of alcohol beverages within the State Department of Revenue. The new division would enforce state laws covering breweries, wineries, and distilleries, not to mention retailers and distributors. The bill would require liquor licenses for wedding barns. Home caregivers are asking for help from the legislature and Wisconsin hospitals. A bill called the CARE Act would require hospitals to work more closely with caregivers.
And this part is key. When caregivers have the training and instruction they need, we can reduce costly readmissions to hospitals.
Martha Cranley is director of AARP Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Winter parking rules begin today in Chippewa Falls and Altoona. According to a Chippewa Falls Police Department Facebook post, parking rules are in effect until March, and vehicles will not be allowed to park on city streets or boulevards and some city lots from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. for more than 30 minutes. In Altoona, vehicles must park on alternate sides of the street depending on the calendar day, parking on the odd number side of the street on odd days and the even side of the street on even days. The Wisconsin State Senate has passed a bill to allow municipalities to apply for tens of millions of dollars in state grants to combat PFAS pollution. The funding for the municipalities would come from a $125 million fund established in the state budget to deal with the forever chemicals. Governor Tony Evers says he will veto the bill if it passes in the state assembly as well, arguing that the bill limits the Department of Natural Resources' ability to order landowners to clean up contamination. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bucks take on the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Toronto tonight to take on the Raptors. Tip-off time at 6:30. Milwaukee without forward Jay Crowder the next 8 weeks. He underwent surgery yesterday for a groin injury. The Badgers men's basketball team losing on the road to Providence, 72-59. They're home Friday night at the Kohl Center against Robert Morris. NFL, the Packers back at practice. They host the Chargers Sunday at noon. College football, the Badgers take on Nebraska Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-5. Luke Fickell making reference to a blockbuster movie from the 90s.
For our guys in particular is how do we move forward and how do we move on? And can you, we don't have the old men in black little thing that we kind of zap and everybody could forget about it and continue to move forward. So it's a real challenge for your mind and the things that that you allow to creep in, because that ultimately will continue to hold us back.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny and not windy today. We'll get to around 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be north, switching to the south this afternoon at around 5 to 10. Tonight down to 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy, 62. Then by Friday, it'll be sunny with a high of only 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap, UK.
Yeah, heard it through the grapevine. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's almost 7 minutes after nine now. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. I'm your guest host, Stu Daniels. I'll be back here again tomorrow, and then Earl will return on Friday. Just taking a few days off. Hey, if you'd like to join us on the phones, feel free. The number is 844-967-2789. And being that it's a Wednesday, today is an appearance by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. I believe we have him on the phone. Dr. Craig, how are you today? Good morning.
I'm good. Good to talk to you. Must be fun to sub for Earl.
Yes, it is fun to sub for Earl, man. Some of his listeners, some of our callers, bring a lot of good information to the show, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate you being on today, Dr. Craig. What do you have for us? Is there something in particular that you would like to discuss, first of all?
I don't have a particular agenda. We haven't talked together before on the radio. I'm up for anything, but I can also bring things up. But if there are things that are on your mind, I'm happy to talk about them, too. I'm very adaptable.
Well, thank you for mentioning that. Now, you've been the executive director of Citizen Action for quite a few years. I think it's, what, over 10 years or something now. Is that right?
Yeah. I had been program director of the organization. I had gotten into financial trouble during the Great Recession. So the board asked me to step in, and we had a lot of heroic work, a lot of people that stepped up and saved the organization. And generally speaking, the nonprofit world, if you save it, you get to run it.
If you save it, you get to run it. Good advice. And also, I know that we have a lot of new listeners these days, people just finding out about Civic Media and about the Earl Ingram Show. And so with that in mind, what can you tell those who are new to the program about Citizen Action?
So we're a statewide membership organization. Have members across the state and have membership chapters called organizing cooperatives where members work together. And we've been around 40 years now. Our 40th anniversary is coming up very soon. And so we work on permanent issues, issues that directly affect people's lives, and we develop those issues over time, develop members and leaders and organizers to work on them intently and to work with allies in government and local government, the state legislature and Congress on them. The two big ones we have now are healthcare, guaranteeing affordable healthcare to everyone in this state as a fundamental right. In other words, making healthcare not a commodity that's just for profit for by big insurance companies, big hospitals, pharmaceutical companies, but it's actually about people having access to what they need to live healthy lives. And then we also work in the area of climate change, which is something we need to take immediate action on, but action that actually will improve economic equality, economic equity dramatically, and especially bring in all the folks locked out of opportunities, which brings us into jobs, about the racial disparities in our economy, where African Americans have much lower incomes and wages than white folks, for example. And so we put those together in our climate and economic equity campaign. We also have the legal setup where we can take positions in elections. We endorse, for example, we endorsed Manila Barnes for U.S. Senate and played a major role in that race. In the primary and in his general election, his close loss to Senator Ron Johnson. And we've already started our endorsement process in key races for 2024. So we also talk about other issues and others in elections. I would say, just to summarize, people getting together, building power together, coming together and working for common cause is the heart of democracy. Voting's just the start. So we're a civil democracy group, and we're trying to show that we can improve Wisconsin by making democracy work again, because a lot of people have lost faith in that, particularly with some of the ridiculous politics that have been going on and the threats to democracy at the state and national level in this country.
Yeah. And, you know, people often come to me and say, well, you know, I like what you're saying on the radio, and I would like to be more involved in what's going on in our state and in government, but, you know, I don't want to run for office or anything. And I vote every time I have the opportunity, but what can I do to be more involved? And I will often mention that citizen action is a great way to be involved. Anybody from our state can join the group. And why don't you tell our listeners how easy it is to join?
Absolutely. And I'll talk about also, I agree with you totally as to why it's so important. Let me just say a little bit about that. Politics has become too much of a spectator sport. People are commenting on social media, watching cable news, and it's not a spectator sport. It's not like sports where you can't throw a pass or kick a field goal, in such as an analogy to football. It only works when people are a big part of it and are pushing. Otherwise, the big special interests dominate and they make public policy and steal a lot of the money. I mean, rig the system against all of us. And so it's critical. We have members across the state organized, as I said, in chapters called organizing cooperatives. And the members there are meeting each other, working together to influence, to work on our big issues, non-elections, and to work with our allies in the state legislature, for example, or in city government, and to elect more of them. And I know we're on in the Milwaukee area. We have a very fast-growing organizing cooperative on the north side of Milwaukee, which is an African-American-led organizing cooperative. And so having huge meetings at our office in Milwaukee on Valete Street most weekends. And so, but they're also, you know, we're also in the Milwaukee suburbs and surrounds as well. And we're in areas, I know for civic media, we have concentrations in the whole area around La Crosse, around Eau Claire, around Wausau, and around Green Bay and Appleton. So there's a lot of ways to get plugged in. You can also just plug in more virtually and directly. Follow us on Facebook, see what we're up to. Go to our website, Citizen Action, WOI.org, and any other social media too, X or Instagram. So if one isn't sure they want to get involved yet, they can absolutely follow what we're doing and see what they're really interested in. And if anyone's interested, an organizer will call them. You can just send us an email or leave a message, and an organizer in the area will call you and talk about what we're doing and see if you're interested in plugging in and meeting our other members who are working on issues and on elections.
All right. And so if I am a person who wants to get involved and I want to check out Citizen Action, but I'm not on the social media and I don't do Facebook and that kind of stuff, you're saying I could go to the website. And did you say that is citizenactionwi.org? Is that right?
That's right. And you can just, if you go into a web search box and put Citizen Action of Wisconsin, that website is the first one to come up. So even if you don't remember that website address, you can easily find us with Citizen Action of Wisconsin as your search term.
All right. Well, that sounds easy enough. And you mentioned that one of the big items on the agenda for Citizen Action is the climate crisis that we are facing right now. And, you know, every 5 years, the new climate assessment comes out. And I believe that just came out a couple of days ago. Do you have any comment on this new climate assessment that was just released?
Absolutely. Thanks for bringing that up. You know, one thing I want to say is what happened with the previous climate assessment. It's a mandate of Congress for an assessment to be published every 5 years, so we know where we are. The last one was under President Donald Trump, and they released it on Black Friday after Thanksgiving so that no one would see it, right? That was part of their climate denial. Okay, we have to do this report. It's in the law, but we're going to make sure it gets no attention whatsoever, because as people scramble to get, you know, affordable gifts for Christmas during Black Friday, or fill needs they have, if they need to replace their computer or something, good time to buy a computer, right? And so one change is that President Biden believes that there is an urgent climate crisis, has made historic investments, the first major in American history, in the Inflation Reduction Act and the bipartisan infrastructure law. And what it tells us, here's the thing, some people want to turn away from climate change because it seems too scary. It's only scary if we don't do anything. It's well within our power, our resources, our technology to manage the problem. We've had a certain amount of climate change already, and you're seeing that with a lot of extreme weather, wildfires and hurricanes. It will get much worse if we don't change our economy. It actually creates a lot of jobs, a ton of jobs and opportunity if we do it. And so rather than being shut down by it, afraid of it, it's a real opportunity. The problem is political. We could completely address the climate crisis with less than 2% of the world's wealth. In other words, a very small percentage of our economies. We're just not doing it because we're allowing fossil fuel in industry. The big utilities that profit from burning coal, like We Energies in the Milwaukee area and other utilities around the state, letting them control our politics rather than getting involved. So this is a win-win all the way. We can prevent the worst effects, which really truly are catastrophic, if we don't cut emissions nearly in half in the next by 2030. But then we can create a new, more equitable economy with a lot more economic opportunity. And so the only thing stopping us is the small number of big corporations and billionaires who benefit from the current system and own a whole lot of coal or fossil fuels or coal plants that are profitable to them, and they don't want to do away with them for that reason alone.
Yeah. Wow, lots of great information. 18 minutes after 9 o'clock, we're visiting with Dr. Robert Craig from Citizen Action today, and I'm going to take a break, so stick around. If you have a question for Dr. Craig, feel free to call in 844-967-2789. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Okay.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show on a Wednesday morning. I'm your guest host, Stu Daniels, and I'll be back tomorrow, and Earl will be back on Friday. And today, since it's a Wednesday, we're talking to Dr. Robert Craig from Citizen Action, and we've been discussing the climate crisis, among other things. But if you want to join in, feel free. The phone number is 844-967-2789. And we were mentioning that the new climate assessment just came out a couple days ago, which comes out every 5 years. And as Dr. Craig mentioned, the last time it came out 5 years ago, the Trump administration released it on Black Friday when no one would notice. But this time, the Biden administration released it so we can all get a good look at it. And one of the things that struck me is just how extreme things are becoming. Here is just a little piece of this story that I found at CNN.com. It says, this summer alone, the Phoenix area baked through a record 31 consecutive days above 110 degrees, a shocking heat wave that was partly responsible for more than 500 heat-related deaths in Maricopa County in 2023. That is the deadliest year for heat on record. Also, in July, a torrential rainstorm deluged parts of Vermont in deadly floodwaters. Then, in August, Maui was devastated by a fast-moving wildfire, and Florida's Gulf Coast was slammed by its second major hurricane in 2 years. So as the atmosphere heats up and as more moisture is held in the atmosphere, the conditions, the weather conditions, continue to get to extremes. Dr. Craig, is that right?
Absolutely. So we've already warmed the planet because of all the fossil fuel we've been spewing into the atmosphere since the late 19th century, since the industrial revolution in the United States and other places. And then, in fact, the United States has put 25% of all the carbon in the world's atmosphere into it. So we're disproportionately part of the problem because we've been such an industrial powerhouse for so long. This is permanent now. In other words, we've warmed it to this level. That's not going to change. The question is how much more we warm it. And what happens is it gets worse and worse. Right now, we've made the Earth uninhabitable for people, places where people live, for about 600,000 people. We can make it uninhabitable for 4 or 5 billion people if we don't change our ways. And it's easy to do that. We have the technology. It'll create more economic growth and benefit to average people. And so we're at a time of decision. And if we learn later, if we warm it further and it's totally catastrophic, we won't be able to reverse it. The only way to stop it is now. It's not like starting a war, finding the war is catastrophic and stopping the war and the war ends. It's not like that. And so it's already, we have a lot to manage already, and we already are, as you pointed out from the climate assessment. But it's going to get worse, but it's controllable. And we have known this. This has been known since the first full knowledge of this scientifically was in the 1950s. The first report to Congress and a hearing was in 1956. It was scientific certainty by the early 1980s. We've known all this time when it would have been easier to address, and it's not been in the interest of the big powers in this country, the big corporations, Wall Street, a lot of politicians who raise their money from there. And so, they actually pushed climate denial after a while. The oil companies accepted this was going to happen for a couple of decades and were planning for it, and then they changed their mind during the Reagan Revolution and decided just to deny it, which is absolutely criminal on a historical stage kind of activity. So we're at this decision point, and we have a president now who has made huge investments that will cut climate emissions, and there are huge opportunities for every city and county in the state of Wisconsin to take advantage of that money. That's what we're working on at Citizen Action, and what we have people involved in Milwaukee and other cities. And it's very exciting, but it's very hard. It's very hard and difficult work. So I don't want people to feel hopeless. I just want them to understand that if we don't stop it, it's both extreme weather, but it makes every other. I'll close on this every other problem we have worse. If you people don't like and think it's destabilizing to have the number of immigrants coming from our southern border that exists now, you're going to multiply it by 1,000 times. You're going to have hundreds of millions of refugees all over the world who's particularly from the southern hemisphere, who no longer can survive, can no longer grow food and get basic nutrition where they are living, where it is like what you described in Maricopa County, which is where Phoenix is in Arizona. And so it's all accelerated. Racial inequality, economic inequality, much worse. The poorer you are, the worse the impact will be on you. That is also in the current climate assessment.
Yes. And I just noticed that last year alone, okay, in 2022, natural disasters in the United States cost, do you have any idea? It's $178 billion, $178 billion in damages, according to this new assessment. And the president mentioned that yesterday when he was talking about that. And Dr. Craig, let me ask you this. If I'm listening to you right now and I want to do something myself that will have an impact, what could I do as an individual person? What can I do in my daily life just to have an impact and try to make it a better place as far as the climate?
I mean, there are individual acts people can do, like electrifying their houses, doing weatherization, putting on solar panels, buying an electric vehicle. And electric vehicles are going to rapidly replace gas vehicles because they're better vehicles. They're just beginning to come in. You're seeing a lot more of them on the road. But individual actions won't achieve what we need overall. We mostly need people working together to lower emissions overall. And so really the most important thing you can do is join with others who are working on this issue in your local community. So Citizen Action is, as I mentioned, and we're now very deeply engaged in the work of working with cities, counties, school districts to try to secure as much of the new federal money as possible. So, for example, Milwaukee Public Schools, they have buildings that are an average 80 years old and have a huge amount of deferred maintenance, and they're very energy efficient, inefficient, and they're not good learning places. They don't have good HVAC systems. They don't have good air conditioning. As it gets warmer, we can get a lot of money from the federal government now, both to put solar panels on, weatherize, but to upgrade the HVAC systems and improve those aging schools.
Yeah. Dr. Craig, I hate to interrupt you, but we do have to go to a break. Stick around. We'll be back in just a minute. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. While Microsoft builds a multi-multi-billion-dollar data center in Mount Pleasant, it's also helping prepare many of the people who will work there someday. Microsoft has signed an agreement with nearby Gateway Technical College to develop a training and certification program for cloud computing and information technology careers. Microsoft says the company wants to break down barriers to tech industry jobs. Governor Evers is lifting lockdowns at state prisons in Waupun and Green Bay. Inmates have been confined to their cells in spring because of safety concerns and not enough guards. Inmates will soon get access to more prison programs, and some inmates in Waupun will be moved out. The governor says he's also keen on hiring more guards. Starting pay for those jobs went up to $33 an hour in the new state budget. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. In a letter to the county administrator, Chippewa County District Attorney Wade Newell says there is insufficient evidence to determine if criminal charges against Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes are warranted. The DA said his office would not be able to make that determination until a complete investigation was finished. In response to the letter, Sheriff Hakes said, quote, "I knew I did nothing criminal. It's disheartening that there was even an implication that I might have. I took an oath and I take that seriously." The Wisconsin State Legislature passed a bipartisan measure on Tuesday to overhaul the state's liquor laws and create new regulations for wedding barns. The measure would create a new division within the State Department of Revenue to oversee and enforce liquor laws and require special event venues to either limit the number of times they serve alcohol in a year or obtain a liquor license. The Assembly passed the measure with an 88-10 vote, and the Senate passed it 21-11. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Bucks take on the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Toronto tonight to take on the Raptors. Tip-off time at 6:30. Milwaukee without forward Jay Crowder the next 8 weeks. He underwent surgery yesterday for a groin injury. The Badgers men's basketball team losing on the road to Providence, 72-59. They're home Friday night at the Kohl Center against Robert Morris. NFL, the Packers back at practice. They host the Chargers Sunday at noon. College football, the Badgers take on Nebraska Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-5. Luke Fickle making reference to a blockbuster movie from the 90s.
For our guys in particular is how do we move forward and how do we move on? And can you, and we don't have the old Men in Black little thing that we kind of zap and everybody could forget about it and continue to move forward. So it's a real challenge for your mind and the things that that you allow to creep in, because that ultimately will continue to hold us back.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and not windy today. We'll get to around 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be north, switching to the south this afternoon at around 5 to 10. Tonight down to 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy, 62. Then by Friday, it'll be sunny with a high of only 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
UK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show on this Wednesday morning. Stu Daniels filling in for Earl today. He will be back on Friday. We have 9:35 right now, and since it's Wednesday, we are talking to Dr. Robert Craig from Citizen Action, and we've been discussing climate change so far. That's one of the big issues on the agenda for Citizen Action. And another item on the agenda is healthcare. And Dr. Craig, I want to ask you, if I am a person without health care in Wisconsin, what can Citizen Action do for me, or what should I do to address my situation of not having insurance, health care insurance, because I can't afford the monthly premium, at least as far as I've been able to look into it? And this is just a hypothetical situation, but I'm sure there are listeners who are going through that right now. Is Dr. Craig with us?
Sorry, I was talking and muted myself, Stu. Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Thank you. Yep, I'm glad you're
sorry.
There.
That's
okay.
I'll start over, Stu. Sorry about that. So I was going to say, we're not a direct service organization, so we wouldn't hook people up with healthcare, though we, you know, we know a fair amount about what's available in the current system. We're trying to change the system to guarantee it's affordable for everyone. So the situation you described is not uncommon in Wisconsin because we have not done all that we can in order to make healthcare accessible and affordable for everyone. So I'll give you a couple examples. BadgerCare, our state Medicaid program, which is very popular, is part of the national Medicaid program. The Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, allows states to expand eligibility. And Wisconsin is one of only 10 states refusing to do so, and they're turning down the federal government paying almost all of the cost of it. So they're turning around, giving away a good couple billion dollars in federal money every budget cycle for ideological reasons. It's not Governor Evers, it's the Republican majority in the gerrymandered legislature, where the maps are rigged so only they can win currently. So that leaves people who hit the poverty line and then have to decide between giving up their jobs or giving up hours if they have an hourly job where they can reduce hours, or giving up their health care because they're in a coverage gap, which is completely unnecessary and is turning down federal money that would cover it. Beyond that, we are working with close allies in the legislature. Christina Shelton, a member of Citizen Action from Green Bay, a state representative Supreme Moore Mukunde, a Citizen Action board member and former organizer, State Senator Chris Larson, a close ally in Milwaukee, and State Senator LaTanya Johnson in Milwaukee, on something called a BadgerCare public option bill. And what it would do is expand BadgerCare even further under the Affordable Care Act. It allows you to go further than most other states. Minnesota has done this. And also opening BadgerCare up so anyone can buy in. It's cheaper, there aren't claim denials, it's more comprehensive coverage. Who doesn't have good insurance at work, and allowing all small employers, small businesses to buy into BadgerCare, because there's a real crisis. Small business can't afford to provide health insurance. Only a third do, and almost all want to. It's too expensive for them. And therefore, they lose their best employees to bigger employers that provide coverage, or their own employees or their owners get sick, right? And because they're uninsured, and catastrophic results happen. Say they don't get cancer treatment, things like that. Sometimes small businesses you love that look really busy closed because the owners, one of them got a major health condition and they didn't have affordable health coverage. They couldn't run the business anymore. So we're trying right now, and this is, we're doing this with our members across the state, to get every state representative that to co-sponsor this bill, to show they support this bill. And we're doing very well, but we have we have no Republicans signed on yet, but about two-thirds of Democrats, we want to get all of them signed on to this bill. Not because it'll pass in this legislature, but because it then becomes a marker for people to run for election on when we have new legislative maps, and healthcare is a huge electoral issue, and then to set ourselves up to have a new legislature that will actually make healthcare much more affordable, much more accessible here in Wisconsin in the next legislative session.
Yeah, and that one thing that you mentioned, the fact that Wisconsin is only one of 10 states in the entire nation that's not accepting the Medicaid federal funding, that has to be one of the biggest head scratchers of all time. And, you know, the whole thing is just because of ideology. They don't like the fact that it is Obamacare, that it was passed by Democrats, and Democrats are the ones that want people to have health care. And I mean, is that the only reason? Is there any other good reason not to take the Medicaid funding?
No, there's no other reason. We give up money. In other words, it costs us more money. It's not just that we're giving up the Medicaid money itself that would come to Wisconsin from the federal government, which, of course, that money in the federal government came from our taxpayer money, right? One of the, you know, people pay federal taxes. We're giving it away to other states. But it actually costs us more to cover fewer people. So this state legislature is so ideological and irrational. It gave away an extra $1.5 million we could have spent on education, for example, that was terribly underfunded in this budget. Or childcare. Wow. Legislature cut $300 million out of childcare when there's a crisis in access to childcare. And so I was at a summit, and another colleague of mine at Citizen Action on this in Atlanta with the 10 states that have not expanded. It was kind of a sad gathering. And we're commiserating and trying to figure out the way forward because we've been the leader in trying to get Badger Care expansion every budget cycle since it was first possible in 2014. And we've now lost six budget fights because we have a legislature that won't listen to reason and doesn't care whether its own constituents are denied health care unnecessarily, and doesn't care whether we're leaving money on the table we could use for education and other vital public needs.
Yeah, it's truly hard to believe. I mean, it's really hard to believe. Do we know how much it's cost us as taxpayers, the state of Wisconsin, over the course of these, 9 years or so? Do we know how much we've lost by not accepting that Medicaid funding?
I could give a kind of back of the envelope estimate. So don't call me, I'll be a little bit off, right? I'm not a mathematician. You know the movies where the mathematician can do perfect math in their heads, right? So I would say that we have lost bordering on $10 billion in money that would have gone to people's health care. And then we have lost another $5 billion, maybe more, in money the state would have had to spend on other things. Like you spent more to get the worst car, right? I bought the subcompact, car that is not as good or reliable a car for $30,000 and didn't buy a much better car that was available for $15,000. That's how bad it is because it costs us both the money we're giving up for health care and a whole bunch of other state money, what's called general purpose revenue, that we could have lost for anything else, used for anything else. We lost $1.5 billion in the budget that we could have spent on education, for example, or childcare. It just in the last budget that was concluded in June and July of this year, earlier this year.
Wow. That's That's hard to believe. You know, it just makes you scratch your head. Hey, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Tom from West Alice on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thank you for calling. What do you have for us today?
Good morning, gentlemen. I was going to talk about the last topic, but I want to just make a quick interjection about this. Here is a perfect example of what the Democrats should be doing and running for next year is pointing that out, how many billions of dollars we have lost because of these Republicans, and then point out that the money that we didn't spend just went to other states and they spent it. So the money was there for spending and it was going to be spent either way. Democrats need to stand up and say, look at this is what your Republican Party has done. Money that could have helped us has gone away to other people. The other question or other statement I was going to make, or and it was a question, as far as the climate change goes, what do you say to people? Because I understand, and I am all for climate protection, all that kind of stuff. But I have friends who, you know, one says, well, climate's always changing. But other friends say, well, what about India? What about China? And just recently, there was a picture from somewhere in India that looked like Los Angeles in 1973. I mean, you could not see five blocks away because of all the pollution. My friends are saying, well, if they're not going to do anything, why should we? That is, I don't have the answer to that.
Dr. Craig, do you have a response to that?
Yeah, I'm going to quickly address what Tom said about healthcare and then get to his very excellent climate question. On healthcare, he's right, particularly for this kind of audience, one that is astute about government, how much money is being given away and talking about that. For the general public, they don't really think about fiscal policy that much, right? So the more powerful argument that's overwhelmingly popular, 75 to 80%, is the healthcare part, that we're not that we're unnecessarily having a low eligibility level for Badger Care, and a lot of people are falling between the cracks. So I just want to let you all know that the healthcare argument is stronger for the average voter than the fiscal argument. But for people who are in the know, they understand the consequences of giving away that money fiscally for other services. As for climate change, first of all, I just want to say the United States has, as I said this originally, Stu, in my original answer, has produced by far the most carbon in the atmosphere. So we're the most responsible for the carbon in the atmosphere. India has joined the game relatively late. China has been ramping up, but relatively late. And it's unfair to say China's not doing nothing. They are leading the world in electric vehicles, in batteries, in high-speed trains, other things, but they also have tremendous pollution and use of coal as well. But I would say this, to everyone, let's say that you owned a factory and you knew downstream it was harming people, even killing them, poisoning them. Would it be an argument to say, well, I shouldn't have to do anything because there's a factory in California that's doing the same thing? I mean, morally or ethically, we need to do our part. And if we would cut emissions as our share, because we pay, in other words, if you talk about the energy per person, the United States per capita, per individual, burns a lot more energy than any other country in the world, far more than China, India, any European country. And so we have a huge obligation here. So it's some of the things, too, that we've seen from the right. They make seemingly ethical arguments, which aren't ethical at all, which are about, look over there, point at them. We don't like the Chinese. We don't like the Indians. So therefore, we don't have to do anything here. The other thing I want people to realize is this is an average people's self-interest. Do you know that the second place per capita where electric vehicles are the most popular is not a blue area, it's Texas? In other words, people who are conservative in red states like a lot of the things you get with a climate transition. They like solar panels so that they have much lower utility bills. They like energy conservation, weatherization, so their utility bills are lower. They like electric vehicles. They like them a lot. It's hard to get them in Wisconsin because so many are demanded in Texas. So it doesn't have to be It's like we're making someone eat some noxious vegetable that's good for them, that they are gag on. It's not at all. It's actually in all of our benefit, and it'll create.
Dr. Craig, hold on. We got to take a break. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we got a hard break coming up. We'll be right back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
The Tap.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Stu Daniels filling in for Earl today. He'll be back on Friday, and we're talking with Dr. Robert Craig from Citizen Action about a few different topics, mainly today, climate crisis going on, also health care here in Wisconsin. And Dr. Craig, I remember you mentioning the Badger Care public option. And I think that sounds like a great idea, especially for small business owners. Some small business owners obviously don't even have health care for themselves, but it sounds like with this Badger Care public option that the business owners may be able to buy health insurance for their employees if they want to provide the health care for their employees. So with that in mind, what could I do as a citizen? Would you recommend it's time to contact our representatives, our state legislatures? Should I be calling my assembly representative and letting them know that I want the Badger Care public option to be available? Also, my state senator, is that where we're at?
That would be fantastic. And we're making phone calls around the state to voters, asking them to do so. And we have members volunteering. So, yeah, at the very least, if you can call, and there's a state legislative hotline you can call. You can find it at the state legislative website. You can call toll-free. Some of you are this is a very connected audience, too, as you know. So some of them that very well know their state assembly and state senator, may even have their cell phone number, whatever it is. Go ahead, text them, right? That would be exceedingly helpful. If you want to get even more involved, we're working on promoting and building support and pressure for this issue all over the state. So people, if they're looking for a good place to volunteer or ready or thirsty, that we can plug you right into taking even more action. But if you can't do that, that phone call, that email, that text message, that would be exceedingly helpful. And the way we see this, Stu, because this is, you have to fight the long game sometimes, that you have to get a lot of support for a bill, a previous session, have it be discussed in elections, because healthcare cost, the skyrocketing cost of healthcare, totally uncontrolled in many ways, is a huge public concern. And so it's really good way to run for office to defeat an incumbent who suddenly faces a competitive district because the maps are fair. We think the maps are going to be redrawn by the new state Supreme Court. And so this is a great issue to run on. And it gives every legislator a choice, Stu. They can support this and then they can run on it, or they can side with the insurance industry, with the big hospitals and pharmaceutical companies, and then they risk an opponent in a competitive election pointing that out to voters. And so that's how democracy is supposed to work. You have a positive incentive to do the right thing for voters, and you have a disincentive, that is, you could use your next reelection if you don't, and you do the bidding of the big special interests.
Yeah, and speaking of phone calls, from my understanding, that's one of the things that the members of Citizen Action can do. If you become a Citizen Action member, phone banking is one of the things that members do. Is that right?
Absolutely. And we have a on this issue right now, and we really ramp up at election time even more. We have a Monday evening, 5 to 7 p.m., phone bank. It's virtual. People do it from home. All the technology is great now. Your computer dials the numbers very rapidly, so you get a lot of calls. And we all spend an hour and a half, because we do debrief and some briefing at the beginning, an hour and a half making those calls. Our staff does, and our members join in. And it's amazing how many positive conversations you have. One reason people don't get involved is they think people will be annoyed, that they'll hang the phone up on you. And there are some people who assume you're a telemarketer and do that. But there are not a large number of people who, once you bring this up and talk about the cost of healthcare and denial of claims by insurance companies, there are 250 million of those a year. So even when you're paying for coverage, or you're paying for it through essentially reduced salary because your employer's paying so much for it, people still are avoiding medical care because they think their insurance claim may not pay, or they won't be able to figure it out, because that's a real thing. And so once you talk to people about this, they're amazingly supportive. And I get a number of people, because I do this as well with our whole team, every Monday, that immediately agree to call the legislature and take the number down, and a group of those who want to become volunteers, and that we give their information to our local organizers to connect with those folks. So the public is much more receptive on an issue like this that matters to them than you would think. So I'd encourage people to try it and to get involved with us in this. If you go to our website, either just web search Citizen Action Wisconsin, but the address is citizenactionwi.org. You can get involved and try things out. But if you can't do that, you can just make a call, Stu, like we just described, to support the Badge Care Public Option Plan to your state senator and state assembly person. That's a great help. We'd really appreciate that, too.
All right. We only got a couple minutes left. Let's try to get one more phone call in. Mary from Wauwatosa, do you have a quick question for Dr. Craig?
Hi, Dr. Craig. Thanks for your leadership in these important ways. I'll make my message brief here. It goes on to asking your opinion if the fast approaching AI, artificial intelligence, is that going to have any positive, you know, effect on mitigating climate change and global warming? I'll take the answer off the air.
Oh, that's an interesting question, Mary. I've not had that question. I think I'll say this: with all technology, if technology is well used, it can be very advantageous. It is morally neutral itself. If it is controlled by people who are just trying to make maximum profit for Wall Street, then it will probably not have helpful effects, and it could even have deleterious effects. It could be used by the fossil fuel industry, the big utilities like We Energies, to keep the current system in place and make climate change worse. So I think that if we take back our democracy and the people, where people want action on climate change overwhelmingly, really, if the government responds to them, then AI could be a tool. And in fact, there's a great book, Stu, by a fictional book by a science fiction writer who's a very deep thinker called Kim Stanley Robinson. And his book is called Ministry for the Future. And they use AI in that book in one. I don't know. I'm in the book now, so I don't know if we succeed or not. But that is one of the things they actually do try to use later in the climate crisis to mitigate it and reduce its worst consequences. So, Mary.
Yeah, Dr. Craig, we got to end it there. I want to thank you for joining us today. Dr. Craig will be back again next Wednesday. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We're out of time for today. It's the Earl Ingram Show. I'll be back here tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Nobody can do nothing about it.
On air, 93.5 FM. Online, thetap.com. And on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.